I'm Chris Edmonds, welcoming you to Morning Sickness. Oh my, it's 8:07. On Stereo 101, KDWB FM, Richfield, Minneapolis, St. Paul, the home of rock and roll. I'd like to make a prediction, despite the fact that I'm sitting in the radio studios somewhere in a strange place east of St. Paul, Minnesota, facing to the east. I can tell you right now that the window washing machine is now beginning to come out of the top of the IDS building. Yes? Don't ask how I know that. But I know. Time for the news, weather, sports, and commentary. Dense fog covers most of the state this morning, limiting, of course, visibility and slowing down traffic. Gee whiz, in Wisconsin, they must be backing up. The fog is especially bad in low-lying areas near rivers and lakes. In my brain, some melted snow is also frozen up on the highways in spots, causing icy patches around the state. The fog will be around until late this morning here in the metro area. Meanwhile, the Department of Transportation says Twin Cities roads are wet but in good driving condition, although the fog is slowing traffic. Bank robbers spent much of yesterday amongst Twin Cities banking institutions. Bandits held up three such places, running to 15. The number of local bank jobs this year already. Good grief. What is the date? Let me check here. The date, what is it, the 18th? 19th, isn't it? Yeah, it's the 19th. So that means in 6 weeks, 6.5 weeks. Yeah, let's say 7 weeks, 15 bank jobs. Hey, that's two a week. Great. Pretty soon they'll catch up to the rate of murders in North Minneapolis, too. A robber claiming to have a bomb hit the downtown Minneapolis Northwestern drive-up bank, and our man hit the First Federal Lake Street office, and three men knocked off the Rushford, Minnesota State Bank. Bank robberies are already running 60% ahead of 1981, but the FBI says they have already solved 73% of last year's robberies. But you can tell the economy's bad. You know? People be holding up banks. American involvement in El Salvador got plenty of ink yesterday, what with the presidential press conference and some fact-finding tours in that Central American nation now. Reagan told reporters yesterday that there currently are no plans to have American combat troops used anywhere in the world, but would not rule out that in the future. Secretary of State Haig has already said the U.S. will do what is necessary to keep El Salvador's government from falling. Among the fact-finding tours is one by Minnesota Congressman Jim Oberstar. He was told that El Salvador wants aid, not troops. Mr. Duarte, would you like aid or troops?
I send the damn money, man. Give me the cash. I'd be gone.
Oberstar also said yesterday that human rights are being violated by overzealous government troops who the government, rather, cannot control. The Polish government said today charged underground opponents are planning political disruption and possible armed clashes, and the Polish government vowed to press harder and deeper to control Poland. That statement comes less than 24 hours after the harshest attack on the Catholic Church in 12 years in Poland. The Syrian government blames Israel and the American CIA for a suicide bombing in Damascus yesterday that wounded 40. Three groups have claimed responsibility for that car bomb. I'm sorry, it's not funny that that bomb went off. What's funny is that three groups would be proud to admit that they killed 40 innocent people. How often have you looked at your utility bill and vowed to live in the dark for the rest of your life? Well, Marty Burkhardt of Oakhurst, California, complained when his electric bill for his all-electric home went from $109 in December to $324 in January. The folks at Pacific Gas Electric told him he would just have to learn to live with higher bills. The rates had gone up. Burkhardt reacted understandably, saying, "You don't live with nothing you don't want to." He pulled all the plugs at his house. An oil generator now runs the refrigerator and the washing machine, and he and his wife read now by propane lamps.
Great.
What a man. Pollution, we are told today, is not just litter on the streets and smoggy air in your lungs. The California Department of Consumer Affairs says pollution follows you right into your home. It ranges from asbestos fibers to noise, and it costs you billions each year in illness and lost productivity. The report suggests a limit on indoor concentrations of asbestos, formaldehyde, radon, and combustion pollutants, and the banning of some fabric cleaners altogether. The report also says buildings should be periodically aired out. Only in California would they say that, you know. Okay, everybody, we're in Minnesota. It's 23 below zero. Open all your windows. Sort of two related stories. And then your utility bills go up to $300 a month. Those infamous desperados, yes? Oh, I covered this earlier. This is great. The Largo 8 from Miami are in the gaming capital of New Jersey, Atlantic City, today. Yep, the Largo 8, if you were listening earlier, this is like a follow-up. This is great. Eight retired men were busted, as I told you before, for playing penny ante poker in Florida when police found a pot with 24 bucks in the middle of their card table. They were each fined 75 bucks. Today, the eight outlaws are guests of an Atlantic City casino, and the casino gave them each $75 to start off with. One of the eight, Peter Leck, is still mad, probably because his pair of queens would have won the $24 pot back in Florida when they were busted. The others say if it wasn't for the raid, they would still be playing penny ante back home, not having the time of their lives in Atlantic City. Those guys are great. If kids say the darndest things, then politicians say the damnedest things. Take the group out in California, for example. Los Angeles County Supervisor Ed Edelman once told his peers, "We're up a tree without a paddle." One of his colleagues described an easy task as a cup of cake. Then there's San Gabriel Valley Supervisor Frank Bonelli, who said that a committee's work would be of infinitesimal value to the public. These guys are going to have to take some English lessons here. Not to mention State Assemblyman Chet Ray, who once read the same speech to an audience twice in a row. And a city councilman in Los Angeles, Gil Lindsay, goofed for not something he said, but for something he couldn't say. Lindsay was solemnly speaking about a constituent of his who had passed away. But he ended his testimonial with, "My good friend." What was his name? The attack of the weenie worms. No, it's not a social disease. Don't worry about it. The makings of a real-life science fiction movie unfolding in Carlsbad, California. And the picture would be titled, "The Attack of the Weenie Worms." It seems a grocery worker discovers some 10-inch-long, pinkish, gooey things crawling around a parking lot. Alarmed at the sight of the slimy suckers, the man hurried for help. Eventually, help came in the form of Dr. Carrie Mahoney, a veterinary pathologist. She said, the wiggly creatures were not relatives of the blob, but large burrowing worms known as fat innkeepers, or weenie worms. Mahoney says they're not dangerous, but she was surprised that the worms showed up in a parking lot. It's still a mystery. She guesses that someone plucked them from the swamps where the weenie worms live and then dumped them in the parking lot. Smokers are always being deluged with bad news. Here's some good news. You can now smoke and drive safely without worrying that you'll set your pants on fire. And you can thank a cigarette lighter that does all the work without lifting a finger. Spokesman Andrew Linick for the North American International Company says the lighter easily fits into any make of car, lights your cigarette without your having to pull a knob out of the dashboard. That way, you won't have to take your eyes off the road for a second. Not only that, the lighter will even extinguish your cigarette automatically when you're through smoking. They don't explain how that works, either. So. It's like a... you get one of those little tanks of gas, like for your Coleman stove, right? Hooks up to a fitting in the steering wheel. Flip a switch on the dashboard and... well, lit the cigarette great. And my hair and melted my glasses. Critics who say young people are wasting their time in arcades obviously have not been to Germany. Yes, video game rooms there have culture. In some of them, the electronic bleeps of Space Invaders is being replaced with the music of Wagner. According to the German Information Bureau, the composer's classics are programmed right into the pinball machines to coincide with the rolling of the balls. And there's something for art buffs, too. On some of the machines, good shots and lucky bounces are rewarded with glimpses of paintings by Michelangelo or Monet on a video screen. The Germans have even found a way to skirt critics' charges of violent blasting and zapping. The game in the works is called Tom and Betty in Fantasyland, and it requires players to steer the hero and heroine away from the kidnappers. Oh, isn't that nice? That's kind of sweet. Oh, Michelangelo. That reminds me of a joke. Want to hear it? Okay. Michelangelo is completing years and years of work. He's putting the finishing touches on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. He's been spending the entire time on his back painting, his arms cramped up to uncertain me. He can't hardly move. He's just finishing the work of art, a masterpiece of his entire career. Door opens. Pastor comes in.
Hey, Mike, come on down. We decided to paper.
Minnesota 76, Northwestern 66. Gophers played Illinois on Saturday. Daryl Mitchell led the Gophers last night with 18 points. North Stars 2, Calgary 2 in NHL hockey. Bobby Smith scored the tying goal. 2 minutes on the clock. Stars host Washington at the Sports Center tomorrow night. please. No more ties. Minnesota hosts Denver in a weekend hockey series tonight and tomorrow night at Williams Arena. The Twins held a 3-day workout yesterday. First official day of spring training. Oh, wonderful. The full squad is expected in camp by the 27th of this month. Number one, rated Edina was beaten by Kennedy last night 3-2 in high school hockey. And former Redskins football coach George Allen is expected to be named chief executive officer of the Canadian Football League. Montreal Alouettes today. Weather, if you haven't already noticed, some fog. It says cloudy today and tonight. What they're not telling you is that the clouds are on the ground. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Today's high in the upper 30s. Tonight's low 25. And tomorrow's high in the lover 40s. Right now, 30 degrees with Lover Boy. I'm Chris Edmonds. That's the news, weather, sports, and commentary on morning sickness from the Twin Cities Rockin' Best, 101 FM.